Taskmaster or Mentor. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. Taskmaster or Mentor. A very dear friend invited all of us at campus of the Church of God Unlimited and the University of Healing out to a special brunch at the San Diego Yacht Club. It was a memorable day. All the boats in the harbor were glorious to see. Dining with friends in such a sumptuous atmosphere was regal and fulfilling beyond expression. Varieties of food and varieties of conversations were the order of the day, and we all had a very good time. During the discussions, an occasional negative word was said, and because I am who I am, I was unable to ignore the comment which denigrated an individual or the topic under discussion. As always, I sat hard on the topic, saying such things as, "Is that what you really want to put into motion for yourself?" Or, "Do you really mean that statement?" Immediately, the other person making the comment, which was assailed, sat back stunned, thinking surely their word could be overlooked, yet their sting might find its way home where it was intended to go. But certainly never that their thought would be violently, vehemently focused upon. My gosh. After several responses, my friends looked a bit startled as I asked my Socratic question, which could only have one answer, the truth. One friend said of me, "Herb, you are a hard taskmaster. It is fortunate that we love you in spite of it." Interesting choice of words. Taskmaster, one who imposes a task or burden on another with labor. We are always given the task of being ourselves and being the loving beings, which is our natural heritage to be. The most importantly, and the most impressive thing is that it means we are in charge of our words and what they call forth in our experience. So if anyone in our midst were to be our conscience and questionably ask us whether what we are speaking our word for was really what we want, we might think seriously about what we're thinking, saying, and doing. I do not mind being a taskmaster so long as I can keep it in the family and keep it for those who have chosen me to work with them. Otherwise, I'm out of order. It is none of my business what others do in their world where they have not asked me to work with them. However, wherever anyone asks me to work with them, their lives are an open book to me and I question them absolutely about their choices. Even here, not judging and holding conditions over them. I have only unconditional love for everyone in my world. I'd rather be called a mentor, though, a trusted counselor or guide in the education of another. For I give totally of myself, unconditionally, non-judgmentally, and lovingly to any who or with whom that I work. I call none to task for their expressions. I call rather their expressions to task as to what the intent is, and that alone. Taskmaster or mentor? Very interesting concept, right? Something that we think about quite often, something we really don't pay too much attention to. People oftentimes say, "Herb, you are a terrible guy. You are on their back all the time." Well, here at the Absolute Monastery, the School of the Master, our intention is that every single monk, every single person here in the organization is 100% a master of themselves, is in charge of their thought, is in charge of their thinking, is on top of it all the time. They do not utter one thought which reflects something they don't want to experience. They do not think one thought which reflects something they do not want to experience. They are on top of it, But Herb, that's tough. That's too hard. Nobody can do that. That's true. Very few can do that. However, everyone who comes to campus has pledged themselves to give 100% of their ability to do their very best, to do their very best to do it. Now, what would happen to you if you came here to campus and you were asked to give your very best? Could you give your very best? Could you do what had to be done, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the appearances? Could you stand up to whatever it was that you approved doing, what is the reason that you came here to do? Or would you back off and say, but I've been here 20 years, I've been here 50 years, I've been here 1,000 years, and I shouldn't be treated like this anymore? That's right, my goodness, you shouldn't be treated like that anymore. I should look at you not as someone who is growing and expanding and becoming aware. I should look at you as a master who has already achieved it. If you're going to proctor the lessons of the students, you must be a practitioner of the art. You must know when the student says something that is not beneficial to them, and instead of saying, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings, and say that that's not beneficial, you are there to hurt their feelings if that is what is going to happen. You're there to say to them, you cannot afford to say statements like that, because saying statements like that is going to lead you where apparently you don't want to go. Now, where do you want to go? What do you want to accomplish in your life? What do you want to do in your world? That's why you're taking the courses of the University of Healing. In our instant inspiration today, we want to be inspired in what is our highest and best. We want to be inspired to always speak the truth. We want to be inspired to always see the truth. We want to look beyond all of the illusions of life and see only the conclusions of perfection and purity and goodness. This is what it's all about. This is what it means, taskmaster or mentor. Am I a taskmaster who sits on your back and says, now behave, now behave, now behave, now behave, now behave? That would be very difficult. That would be very ludicrous. That would be very out of line. Because you're not children, and even children behave better than that. I have my little puppy, my golden retriever, who's just 10 weeks old. And as I would leave his pen area, I would say, stay. And he would like to run through the door when I'd open it so quickly, because he knew he wanted to be wherever I was, doing whatever I was doing. And I would take my foot and block the door. And finally I said, that dog's intelligent. 10 weeks old? He's very wise. And so I said, stay. And I pointed my finger, stay. And he sat down and stayed. And the next time I went out the gate, I said, stay. And he sat down and stayed. The next time I went out, I said, stay. He sat down and stayed. Now, all I do is point my finger, and he sits down and stays, because he knows that he is not going to come out of his pen at that moment. That's his house. That's his play area. And I play with him. And when I'm done playing with him, then he has his fun time, and I have mine. And we each have our area to be in. If I were sitting on his back every moment saying, stay, do this, do that, do the other thing, he would tire of me and think, gosh, I chose the wrong home to be in. But I just say, stay to him, and he stays. And we have both learned our lesson. I have learned that I can speak my word once to him, and he will respond beautifully. And I will do this with all the words that I choose to use with him. As I do it, I say, come to him when he is a distance from me, and I throw open my arms, and he looks at me, and he stops doing what he's doing, and he runs with all his speed and all his might and leaps into my arms, virtually knocking me down with all his love and enthusiasm for following directions. If the monks at the monastery were like that, if you and I in our worldly affairs were like that, with our learning, wow, would we learn fast. Look at 10 weeks, and this puppy is already responding fabulously. Yes. Learning is not something we're doing. We already know how to do these things. We're just remembering that we know how to do it and responding in perfect, wonderful, divine order. Yes, taskmaster or mentor. I would much rather be a mentor. A mentor is one who is sharing the way. A mentor is one who is not giving advice, but giving love, giving, sharing in such beautiful ways that it's fun. And this is perhaps a Socratic way, too. It's just a fun thing to do. It's a fun way to live, and it's a fun area to live in. Are you ready to hear the word and act upon it? Or are you going to fight it just because it's something you have not practiced up to now? This is a decision that all of us have to make as we are reaching into our illumination, reaching into our wisdom and understanding of who and what we are. If you're ready for that next step, if you're ready for that inviting activity, it's ready for you, because you're divine, you're wonderful, you're beautiful. And with all my heart, all my soul, and all my being, I love you and each one of you, and my only desire is that you love yourself with even this little bit of love that I love you, unconditionally, with no judgment, with only a feeling of untouchability and unconditional love. I love you, I love you, I love you.